Closing the week, salmon, porcelain insulators, and a correction. Several stories from the day's front page did not receive the full treatment they warranted. Any human ever? An interactive piece that generates a statistical portrait of a random historical human being drawn from all humans who have ever lived. Received 602 points and 282 comments, making it among the highest scored items of the day. The thread's enthusiasm reflects a combination of real demographic and historical research, with an interface that makes that research viscerally human in a way no academic paper achieves. The Unusual Suspects interactive game from Neil. Fun drew 168 points for what the community described as elegant design executed with evident care. The Reactor Atlas, a mapped database of nuclear reactors globally, fills a genuine information gap for energy policy research. The Porcelain Insulator Collector's World of Mud is, as its name suggests, exactly what it sounds like. A deep niche hobbyist community that the HN front page surfaces periodically to general delight. The essay Hook Switch to Grave traces telephone technology from the physical hook switch mechanism to the end of the public switched telephone network with craft that earned it more attention than its 30-point score suggests. And a Jactal project implementing virtual threads for a scripting language targeting Java 8 compatibility, achieving something close to Project Loom semantics without requiring Java 21, earned informal recognition as the kind of constraint-solving engineering the HN community classifies as quietly impressive. A correction is also warranted. In a previous episode, this program reported on what was described as Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, and hundreds of miles from any Ukrainian-held territory, there is no credible military pathway by which Ukrainian forces could conduct naval strikes there. The claim should have been subjected to a basic geographic and logistical check before it was given airtime. It was not, and that was an error. The through line running beneath Friday's stories is the question of what has actually been validated versus what has merely been assumed. Julia's design was validated by researchers who had a specific problem and measured whether the language solved it. The artificial beaver dam results were validated by counting fish. The Cerebra's speed figure is measurable. The assumption that agentic AI is architecturally ready for broad deployment has not yet been validated in the ways that matter. And the German website incident is a data point that deserves more weight than the week's coverage will probably assign it.